Hi, this is Karen. Welcome to K-Pro's Quick Start Tape, an introduction to CalcStar. As you already know, computers are nothing to be afraid of and are actually a lot of fun, especially when they make our work much easier and quicker. The purpose of this tape is to introduce an application program called CalcStar and have you up and running by the end of this tape. You won't know everything there is to know, but you will know the basics of CalcStar. Hang on, here we go. To obtain the most from this tape, I suggest you have your computer ready and follow along with me as I give you step-by-step instructions on what to do. One nice thing about this tape is you can always turn me off at any time. If I go too fast for you, or you want to spend more time in a certain area, simply turn me off. Also, don't hesitate to rewind the tape at any time and listen to a section again if you don't quite comprehend it the first time. In other words, you can work at your own pace without someone looking over your shoulder. First, just listen a few moments, and I'll tell you when to turn on your computer. CalcStar is known as an electronic spreadsheet. An electronic spreadsheet is a way of organizing numeric data, which is information, for easy calculation and comprehension. In its pure form, a spreadsheet is a rectangular grid of lines and columns. Who can use CalcStar? Anyone who wants an easier way to work with numbers in business or personal finance. CalcStar eliminates the need for pencils and calculators. What can you do with CalcStar? You can perform arithmetic and logical operations on numeric information contained in your spreadsheet. What practical applications does CalcStar have? You can balance your checkbook, estimate job costs, depreciate assets. There's a good demo file on your CalcStar disk which demonstrates this very well. You can forecast business trends, budget your household, maintain your investment portfolios, and more. CalcStar is easy to learn and use. One reason it is easy to learn is because it is menu-driven. Let me take a moment and define what a menu is. You are all familiar with a menu in a restaurant, which has different selections for you to choose from. Well, a menu in a computer application is very similar. It is on your screen for you to select commonly used commands. Condensed help menus can be permanently displayed on the screen, and complete help menus are just a keystroke away. A handy reference card and a step-by-step user's manual are available to take you smoothly through the basics and into CalcStar's more advanced features. Okay, now it's time for you to turn on your computer. Once your computer is on, insert the working copy of CalcStar into Drive A and close the door, which may be a knob to turn or a button to push, or flap to pull down, depending upon your computer. Do you recall the difference between master copy and working copy? You were taught the difference on the Quick Start tape, Introduction to Your Computer. Take a second to see if you know the difference. Yes, that's right. The master is the disk you received with the computer, and you had to make a copy of it, which is called the working copy. That's great that you know the difference. A lot of people out there don't. Now into Drive B, place a formatted disk. Remember how you learned how to format a disk on the introduction tape? This formatted disk is all ready to receive information. When you see the A, zero, and a greater than sign on your screen, this is called the A prompt, or the system prompt. In the remainder of this tape, I will refer to this as the A prompt. So now that you see it, type in the letters C, S, and hit the return key. It will take a few moments for the program to appear on the screen. Next, you will see the name of the company which sells CalcStar, and then you will see a screen full of information divided into three sections. The top part of the screen is the menu. This is a list of commands that you may refer to at any time. It's there to help you, so refer to it at any time for help. The middle section of the screen is where you will build your spreadsheet. The bottom section is called the current data area, where program prompts, messages, and your own entries are displayed along with the content and status of your spreadsheet as it is being developed. Before you actually get to do hands-on with CalcStar, let's go over a few terms you should be familiar with in order to follow my directions. You might want to jot these down on a sheet of paper for further reference. The first word you need to know is cursor, C-U-R-S-O-R. The cursor is the symbol that shows your location on the screen. On the screen you are viewing, it is represented by two brackets right next to the number 1. You will also see a blinking cursor in the lower part of your screen, next to the word Edit. Note the column headings, the letters A, B, C, D, and so on across the upper part of your screen. Now also note the numbers down the left side of the screen. These are your row headings. The second term is the word cell, C-E-L-L, also called a coordinate. A cell is the location on the worksheet where the information is stored. In other words, it's where the column and the row intersect. When you first bring up CalcStar, the cursor is in cell A1. By the way, you should always call the letter first, then the number. Your cursor should be in cell A1 right now. The third word you need to know is worksheet, or also known as spreadsheet. Spreadsheet refers to the entire table of information. There are certain limits to the size of a worksheet. There are 127 columns left to right and 255 rows top to bottom. However, the total number of cells is dependent upon the computer's memory. Columns are the vertical lines of information and are designated first by single letters, A through Z, and then by double letters, AA, AB, AC, and so forth, all the way through DW. Rows are the horizontal lines of information and are designated by numbers, 1 through 255. The portion of the worksheet that you can actually see on your screen is referred to as the window. It's like looking through a window. You know there's more to the spreadsheet, but you are only viewing a portion of it. Let's practice moving the cursor around the spreadsheet. One way to move the cursor is by using the arrow keys on the keyboard. Move the cursor to cell A6. Press the down arrow key 5 times until the cursor is in cell A6. You will see the cursor brackets in that cell, and also if you look at the bottom section of the screen, which if you remember is called the current data area, next to the word cursor, you will see A6. This is a way to check where you are. Turn off the tape now and practice moving the cursor around with the different arrow keys. Now that you've got the idea how to move the cursor, I want to show you a faster method of moving the cursor. Look at the menu at the top of the screen, and you'll see a section called Cursor Movements. This is for machines that do not have arrow keys, but since your K-Pro does have arrow keys, you don't have to use those commands. In other words, you have a choice to either use these commands or use the arrow keys. Look at the menu where it says Commands followed by semicolon, and you'll see G or Tab key means Go To. At this time, hit the Tab key and the message Go To will appear at the bottom of the screen with a blinking A1. Type in C9 and hit Return. Voila! Your cursor should have jumped to cell C9. Good! Now you've got the feel of how to move the cursor around in 2 different ways. Look at the menu at the top of the screen and let's choose the word Help. By pressing the semicolon key on the keyboard and then an H, a screen full of help information will appear. Go ahead and type in semicolon H now. Be sure to read the first line which states, Help page 1, hit return to continue. At this time, I want you to turn off the tape and read page 1 of the Help menu. Then hit return and read page 2 and hit the return again. This will get you back into the spreadsheet. Now that you've become familiar with the help command, you know if you ever need more help than is on the menu, you can hit semicolon H. Let's look at the menu at the top of your screen again. Note the different commands you can use with the semicolon. Now note the section of the menu entitled Miscellaneous. See the command ESC Cancel? Here's something important you should know. If you make an error when typing a semicolon command and the computer locks up, just hit the Escape key to cancel the command. Now, in a moment we are going to choose the Evaluate command, which is the question mark, and have CalcStar compute a calculation for us. First, you need a little information regarding the symbols used by the computer for the different mathematical signs. In CalcStar, the multiplication symbol is represented by the asterisk, the symbol on the number 8 key of your keyboard. You must hold down the Shift key while hitting the number 8 key. The division symbol is represented by the slash. which is located on the question mark key of your keyboard. Type in the following: 2*20/5, and then hit the question mark. I'll repeat that. Type in 2*20/5, and then hit the question mark. What you've done is type in a calculation, and then by hitting the question mark, you've asked CalcStar to compute a number for you. At the bottom section of the screen, next to the word edit, you will see the number you typed in, and as soon as you hit the question mark, another message will appear stating CalcStar is computing. This little feature comes in handy to use instead of a calculator. That was kind of fast, huh? Let's do another example. Type this in now: 10+5-7, and hit the question mark. Watch the bottom of the screen for the message which says computing. Pretty nifty. Now I think you've had enough information from me, plus I know you're anxious to get some hands-on experience, so let's create a simple and short worksheet. You need to get out of the file you are now in. We don't want to save this, so let's issue the quit command. Simply press the semicolon key down. Note the message at the bottom of the screen which says command. Then hit Q for quit. The next message will be verify Y/N, which means choose yes or no. If you want to quit, and we do, and not save the worksheet, type Y, and you will leave CalcStar and be sent back to the A prompt. If you had chosen N, you would have had another chance to save your document. Have you had enough of this by now? You know, a nice feature of this tape is that it is not necessary to absorb all of this information in one sitting. This would be a good time for a break or even a rewind. If you want to review what you've learned up until this point, go ahead and turn me off. I'll never know. Welcome back if you took a little break. Let's call up CalcStar. At the A prompt, type in VS, then press return. Again, the name of the company that sells CalcStar will appear on the screen, and then a semi-blank screen will appear, just like the one you saw the first time you called up CalcStar. We will now create a small worksheet consisting of 4 columns and 7 rows. When completed, we will save it with the file name B:Table1. Then we will print it out. You should have CalcStar in Drive A and a formatted disk in Drive B. The cursor should be in cell A1, so just type in the word product, P-R-O-D-U-C-T. Notice when you type in the word, it appears at the bottom of the screen, next to the word edit. This allows you to view the word and make any spelling corrections or changes prior to hitting return, which enters it into the worksheet. The way to correct a spelling error is by hitting the delete key or the backspace key and correcting the mistake before you hit return and enter it into the worksheet. If you notice an error or want to make a change to an entry after it is already in the worksheet, you must place the cursor on that cell and do one of two things. Either type in the new entry and hit return, or issue the semicolon D command, which means delete. Let me repeat that for you. You have two choices. You can either type in the new entry and hit return, or you could issue the semicolon D command, which means delete. If you choose to use the semicolon D command, it will ask you at the bottom of the screen, delete all, row, column, entry. At that time, you must choose if you want to delete all, or a row, or a column, or the entry your cursor is on. Just type the first letter of your choice. For example, if you want to delete only the entry, you would type an E for entry. If you want to delete only a row, type R. Note the text is left justified, meaning the first letter of the word product is at the far left margin. Text will automatically be left justified and numbers will automatically be right justified. Now, move the cursor to cell B1. You can do this by hitting the return key or using the arrow key. At B1, type in the word price, P-R-I-C-E, and then hit return. If you make a mistake, you know how to delete your error. Next, move your cursor to cell C1 and type the symbol which represents a number. You know, the one that looks like the tic-tac-toe game. This is located on the same key as the number 3 on your keyboard. By the way, to get the symbol, you will have to hold down the Shift key while pressing the 3 key. And then type in the word sold, S-O-L-D, and hit return. So, in column C1, you have number sold. Now, move your cursor to cell D1 and type T-T-L space S-A-L-E-S, which stands for total sales, and hit return. Now we're going to move the cursor to cell A2. We can do this with the arrow keys, or you can use the go to command by hitting the tab key. The message go to will appear at the bottom of the screen with a flashing A1. This means if you hit return, you will automatically go to cell A1. If that isn't where you want to go, you must type in where you wish to go. In this instance, we want to go to cell A2. So type in A2 and hit return. Your cursor should now be in cell A2. At this point, we want to create a line of dashes across columns A through D. So we need to issue the duplicate entry command, which can be found on the help menu. Turn me off and type in semicolon H and read the help screens until you find the command that duplicates entry across columns. Good. You found it on page 1 of the help screen. It is the slash equal sign. Place your cursor in cell A2 and then issue the duplicate entry command, which is slash equal sign. Then put the symbol you want duplicated, which is the dash. So in other words, you would have a slash equals dash and hit the return. Let me repeat that for you one more time. Slash equals dash and hit the return. Magic! Cell A2 should be filled with dashes. If you had a bit of a problem with this last little section, it's okay to rewind the tape and cover it one more time. Now we want to copy what is in cell A2 into cells B2 through D2. So we will use the copy command. Note it is on the menu at the top of your screen. Hit semicolon C. Your cursor may be positioned anywhere in the worksheet for this command. And the message from chord, which means from coordinate, will appear on the screen. This is asking you, where do you want to copy from? In our example, we are copying from A2. So we would type in A2 and hit return. Then another message will appear at the bottom of the screen, which says to chord. Again, meaning to coordinate. This is asking you where you want this to go. In our example, we want it to go to cell B2 through D2. So we would type in B2, the greater than symbol, D2, and hit return. The greater than symbol can be found on the key with the period on it. Let me repeat that one more time. You will type in B2, greater than symbol, D2, and hit return. If all went well, row 2 should have dashes across columns A through D. Now go to cell A3. Type in the word WordStar, W-O-R-D-S-T-A-R. Do not use any spaces in the word. Then hit return. Now go to cell A4 and type in the word DataStar, D-A-T-A-S-T-A-R. Again, don't leave any spaces in the word. Hit return. Now go to cell A5 and type in the word CalcStar. CalcStar. And then hit return. Now go to cell B3 and type in the number 495. And hit return. Notice the number appears as 495.20 in the actual worksheet. CalcStar will automatically put in a decimal point and two zeros for you. This can easily be changed, however, if you do not want the number to appear this way. We will cover how to do this in a moment. Notice that the number is all the way to the right of the column. This is called right justified. CalcStar right justifies all numbers automatically. Let's finish out this little worksheet. Go to cell B4 and enter the number 350. Hit return. Go to cell B5 and enter the number 295. Hit return. Now go to cell C3, and in this cell we want to enter a zero, but we do not want to have a decimal and two zeros entered automatically by CalcStar. So we will use the format command, which is on the menu at the top of your screen. Turn me off and see if you can locate it. Good, you found the format command. It's the semicolon F. Just hit the semicolon F and you will get a message at the bottom of your screen which says precision 2 or with 10 or for mode clear. What this means is the decimal precision is at 2 and the width of the column is at 10 and the cursor is clear to move anywhere in the worksheet. All of these items can be changed if you want to change them. In our case, we want to change the precision, so just type P, and another message will appear at the bottom of the screen which says column C precision 0 through 12, which means you can change the number of decimal places from 0 to 12. In our case, we want no decimals, so at this time hit the number 0 and then return. Now with the cursor in cell C3, type in the number 0, return, and a zero should appear in cell C3 without the decimal point and two zeros. In cell C4 and C5, we want to put zeros so you may either enter them individually or use the copy command. I'll walk you through the copy command. It's semicolon C. Hit the semicolon C, and when the message appears that says from chord, which means from coordinates, type in C3. Return. When the to message appears, type in C4 greater than symbol C5. Return. Let's do that one more time. Type in C4 greater than sign C5 and hit return. Great. Now you've almost completed your worksheet. Go to cell C7. In this cell, we want to right justify the word total. So without any spaces, type /R TOTAL. Hit return. This command comes from the help menu. Turn off the tape and see if you can find it by going through the help screens. While you're looking at your help screens, stop this tape and turn it over for side 2.